Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Jumpstart. On behalf of Pastors Roy and Crystal Barrett, I want to thank you for joining us. My name is Jason Howard. I will be your facilitator this morning. Let's start off this amazing morning with prayer. Dear God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this purposeful time with brothers and sisters to jumpstart our day with you place first. Thank you for giving us the desire to rise this morning and put you first, to put the right expectation on the day, to rise out of bed and look to the heavens for your power, your help, and your direction. Thank you that our hearts are open and our will is yours. Let us be ambassadors to you today, and this is the day that you've made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. In your holy name, pray. Amen. Good morning, all. This is the message that was on my heart today about encouragement. The power of encouragement has transformative properties. One word of encouragement can inspire and physically help people. There was a study done with children and about the effects of encouragement has on them. Psychologists hooked them up with wires and sensors to the children, and they would either use encouraging words and gestures or discouraging words or gestures. And what the study concluded was that when children were encouraged, their physical energy would increase. And when they were used discouraging words and gestures, their energy levels of the kids would drop immediately and dramatically. While this particular study was done on children, I'm sure that we can get the same results in adults. We all need encouragement. We all like to receive encouragement. When we receive encouragement, we feel like others care about us. And my prayer is that through this message, God will inspire you to become an encourager. I want us to look at one of the great encouragers in the Bible. In Acts 4:36 is the time we hear of this man. The church was young. It had really gotten its start there in Jerusalem, and all the church was in all in one accord. The apostles were preaching and teaching every day. More and more believed that Jesus was their long-awaited Messiah. They were placing their faith in him and what he had done for them on the cross. They were excited, and they were on fire for God. The scripture says that they were selling their property so that everyone in the church would be provided for. There is one man who was singled out for his generosity and encouragement to others. So let's read our scripture this morning in Acts 4:36. For instance, there was Joseph, the one the apostles named Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He was from the tribe of Levi and came from the island of Cyprus. He sold a field he owned and brought the money to the apostles. His name was Joseph, but we don't know him by that name. This is the last time his proper name is used in the scripture. Then his nickname is Barnabas. The apostles gave him his nickname. Names had a meaning back in Jesus' day, and it meant son of encouragement or encourager. Barnabas' character as an encourager was so well known that they actually changed his name. An encourager is someone who gives support, confidence, and hope. As you look through the New Testament, you'll find that everywhere he went, Barnabas was an encourager. Look at Acts 11:22-24. When the church at Jerusalem heard what had happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw this evidence of God's blessing, he was filled with joy and encouraged believers to stay true to the Lord. Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and strong in faith, and many people were brought to the Lord. The church was expanding and starting to reach Gentiles. When the church in Jerusalem heard about this guest, what they did, they sent an encourager. They sent the encourager, Barnabas. Everywhere Barnabas is present, you will find encouragement going on. Even when the great apostle Paul was angry at John Mark and didn't want him to be part of his ministry team, Barnabas chose to stay and encourage John Mark. And if you go to Acts 15:36-40, At some time, Paul said to Barnabas, let's go back and visit each city where previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the believers are doing. Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark, but Paul disagreed strongly, since John Mark had deserted them in Pamphylia and had not continued with them in their work. Their disagreement was so sharp, they separated. Barnabas took John Mark with him and sailed for Cyprus. Paul chose Silas, and he left. The believers entrusted him to the Lord's gracious care. Paul didn't want John Mark with him because he saw him as a quitter, one who wouldn't follow through on his commitments. Barnabas saw a man who needed encouragement. Obviously, it worked out. This young man that was labeled a quitter by Paul, we know as John Mark, and the writer of the Gospel of the recorded Mark. This episode happened around 50 to 52 AD, and the Gospel of Mark was written somewhere around 64 AD, according to most biblical scholars. So something happened in those 12 to 14 years to bring John Mark from a man that wasn't committed to the one who wrote boldly about the life and purpose of Jesus Christ. I don't know all that had happened, but I do know that Barnabas had something to do with it by not abandoning him and encouraging him and spending time with him. As I prayed through and meditated and studied on the sermons, I realized that all of us should want to have the nickname Barnabas. I encourage you this morning to be a Barnabas, an encourager. The Greek word we translate to encourage from parakleo, the word is originally formed to call to one side, to comfort, to console, to strengthen. When we encourage each other, we walk beside them, which means we share in their life by way of support and strengthening. To do that, we can strengthen instead of tear down. I want to take a few minutes this morning and look at just how we can become encouragers. The first thing we must realize in order to be an encourager is that encouragement must be spoken. It doesn't do anything good just to think good thoughts about a person. We need to communicate it with people in order to encourage them. We need to learn to speak words that encourage each other. In Acts 13:15, after the usual readings of the book of Moses and the prophets, those in charge of the service sent them this message, brothers, if you have any words of encouragement for people, come and give it. Paul and Barnabas had arrived in Antioch and had gone to the synagogues of the Sabbath for the worship. What would happen at these services was the reading of part of what we call the Old Testament. After they did that, the people would stand and speak. It's amazing that they looked at Barnabas and Paul and said, brothers, if you have any words of encouragement, come and give it. They were looking for the words of encouragement. We all look for words of encouragement, words that will build us up, words that will help us in times of despair and trouble, words that will help us stay the course when times get tough, and words that affirm that we are doing the right thing. But on the other side, there's the words of discouragement. While we speak the words of encouragement, it's easy to speak words of discouragement. It's easy to put someone down. Scripture warns us in James 3:2-6, we see the brothers of Jesus right. Indeed, we all make mistakes, for if we could control our tongues, we would be perfect, and we could all also control ourselves in every other way. We can make a horse go wherever we want by a small bit in its mouth. A small rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot chooses, even though the winds are strong. In the same way, a tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest on fire, and the tongue is a flame of fire. The words we choose to use are so important. We need to think and speak slowly. My mother used to tell me, if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all. Ephesians 4:29, do not use foul or abusive language, Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. How many of you have ever heard of hoof and mouth disease that cattle get? Sometimes in our rush to speak and discourage, we get what's called foot and mouth disease. We must be careful to not let our words discourage. Our society today has a phenomenon that wasn't present in Jesus' days. We have social networking. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and a host of other sites on multiple platforms to communicate with our world. Let me encourage you to carefully think about what you speak through writing on these platforms. Use this great technology to encourage and build people up, not to tear people down and discourage them. While speaking with our voice is limited by those that hear us, this medium can place your words forever in the land of technology. Encouragement must be spoken. Fill your words, your mouth, your technology pages with the words that comfort, uplift, and inspire. But not only do our words encourage with words, we also encourage with action. I'm sure that you've heard the saying, actions speak louder than words. While that may be true in some cases, in context of encouragement, they go hand in hand with each other. We encourage people with our actions as well as our words. Let's take another look at Barnabas to see encouragement in our action. In Acts 9:26-27, when Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, and they were all afraid of him. They did not believe him. He had truly become a believer. Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told him how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord spoke to Saul. And he also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. Paul was still going by the name Saul at the time, and he had been saved on the road to Damascus and answered God's call to preach and teach of others about Jesus. The trouble was that he was known as a persecutor to Christians, not a follower of Jesus. The Christians in Jerusalem were afraid of him. They thought maybe he was trying to trick them. Barnabas took Paul to the apostles and stood up for him. He told them of Paul's conversion and how personally he had heard him preach the gospel of Jesus. Think what might have happened had Barnabas not took Paul's hand and encouraged him to go see the apostles. It would have been easy for Paul to say, these people don't accept me. Maybe I don't belong here. Barnabas, through the actions, encouraged and strengthened Paul in his faith and his reputation. Barnabas' actions matched his words. Both of action need to match our words. If we are truly to encourage people, people need a touch sometimes, a warm touch. Someone just wrap their arms around them and just to hold them. No words are necessary, just the action of comforting and encouraging. So if you take anything away from this message, we should be more like Barnabas daily. As Christians, we should encourage one another through our words and through our actions. So today I want to encourage you to be an encourager. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, your promises that you've provided for our encouragement to grow day by day. I pray that you allow us to be like Barnabas in our daily lives, to share encouragements, to pour into our brothers and sisters in places where we work and play. I pray that you will fill us up daily so that we can fill others. I pray that when we are running low ourselves, that you will provide a Barnabas in our life that will help us refill our tanks. Lord, where we previously used words of discouragement in our lives, Lord, I pray that you will let us pause and think about the words that we say before they leave our lips. The church grew and was strengthened by the encouragement, and I pray that you will allow our families, our communities, our companies to be strengthened by the encouragement that comes from everyone on this call. We lift you up today, and we pray that you will watch over us today. In your holy name, amen. I want to thank you, everybody, for being on this call. I want you to have a fantastic day, and just be blessed.